with Dion and Alan.
God's partnership with Abraham is a wonderful example of how God longs to partner with us and come to us and through us into the world. But let's move on a little bit further to Exodus, and let's talk a little bit about another person in the Bible that God partnered with, or who partnered with God. Let's talk a bit about Moses.
Yeah, that's a great example of a partnership, that God hears the cries of the people, the Hebrews. And just by the way, the word Hebrews means vulnerable peoples, peoples on the margins, peoples left out. The word Hebrew doesn't mean nation state as of yet. That only happens later in the Bible. So when we read that God set the Hebrews free, it's yes, the descendants of Abram, of Isaac, of Jacob, but also inclusive of other peoples who are left out on the marginals, on the margins, people who were oppressed by the Egyptian stroke Pharaoh regime. So God hears the cries of these vulnerable people, the marginalized peoples, and wants to set them free. But God does that in partnership. God doesn't do it on God's own. So God has to call Moses. Now remember, Moses was on the run. Moses was wanted by Pharaoh. Now you've got God saying, I want you, Moses.
Yeah.
And I want you to go to Pharaoh. And so God hears, God calls. And then remember that whole interaction between Moses and God, Moses saying, I'm not able to speak, and that sort of thing. It's quite ironic. He's willing to argue with God, all right, about not being able to speak, but
he doesn't want to face Pharaoh.
And that's so true of us. When we are called into partnership with God, remember that Hebrews lesson that you read, into holy partners?
Mm.
Sometimes we are resistant because we fear others more than we fear God.
Mm-hmm.
We fear others more than we fear God. So God calls Moses into partnership and says, Moses, I want you to set my people free. Who are God's people? God's people are the Hebrews, meaning the vulnerable, the marginalized, the poor, the downcast, the downtrodden. Though that is God's people. And I have a hunch, Dion, that whenever God calls us into partnership, God is always wanting us to set the Hebrews, namely the poor and vulnerable, free.
You know, Alan, just to pull it back again to that, the difference between the biblical creation narrative and the Babylonian creation narrative, we can see some of those elements coming through again, you know, that we were created in love, by love, and for love, and that society is created in justice, by justice, and for justice. That's the very nature of God. And that, I mean, when you read the Bible from that perspective, this makes absolute sense. God calls us in love, by love, and for love, to work for justice for God's people, the marginalized and the poor.
Great. That's exactly right. And if we look at that first chapter of Exodus, remember I spoke about the granite of injustice in the world, but right at its core, it's born injustice, by justice, and for justice. We see now how that granite ball is developed. If you read in Exodus, we'll see the Pharaoh, which was the king of the time, died and was replaced by a new pharaoh. And this pharaoh was forgetful of what God had done through Joseph.
Mm.
Remember the feeding of seven lean years, the seven fat years. So forgetful of God, but also when this pharaoh looked out and he saw that the Hebrews had become numerous, he was fearful. So whenever we're fearful of people and forgetful of God, we set up a pyramid.
Mm.
And it's normally a pyramid of domination and oppression, with ourselves at the top, with others at the bottom.
Mm.
And that's a structure of injustice. So that structure, that granite ball, is what God longs to turn on its head. So here's a lesson. When you and I are fearful of others, remember we're born in love, by love, and for love, and everybody is born in love and by love and for love, and love casts out fear. Love is the antithesis of fear, but fear is also the opposite of love. So just as love casts out fear, fear casts out love. So when I'm fearful of you, Dion, I can't love you.
Yeah.
So when the Pharaoh was fearful, he was unloving.
Mm.
At the same time, he was forgetful of God. Now, when we're forgetful of God, we begin to think we are God.
Mm.
and not just think that we are God, we want others to treat us like God.
Mm.
So whenever a leader is fearful of people and forgetful of God, they will set up a structure of domination that will end up oppressing and hurting, belittling, destroying people. Those are the Hebrews, namely the poor and the vulnerable. God hears their cries, and God calls us into partnership to deal with that structure of injustice set up by fear and forgetfulness.
Yeah, you know, when I hear that, then Hebrews 3 that we read earlier, just it has such meaning. It says, brothers and sisters, you are holy partners in a heavenly calling. And that just gives, you know, such a real sense to what we are to do.
But we're going to be sent to Pharaoh. It's not an easy job. It's dangerous to be in partnership with God, although it's the best thing in all the world.
If you are stirred by this message and would like to get in touch with us, please send us a text to +27 782 785 300. For more audio and information on this series, please visit www.manaandmercy.org.